What's going on, everyone? Welcome back to Panels on Pages. My name is Dalibor, and today we're going to talk about Deceased and kind of the obsession that we all seem to have with corrupting our heroes. I actually just read Deceased for the first time, and it's very much good. Like, it's a good story overall. I will say there is kind of, in my opinion, a gaping plot hole at the end. Oh, if we leave the solar system and he eats the sun, the virus will just stop, I guess. I don't know, because Superman has been shown on many occasions to fly intergalactically. So for him to absorb the power of the sun and be like, I'm going to be stronger than all of you, I'm going to come get you. And then they all just like, we're just going to leave. And then he's like, okay, well, then I will not pursue you. It just seems weird. It felt like a weird ending. Maybe there's more in subsequent stories, but it definitely felt like, how do we wrap this up and just call it done? And that's what it was. But otherwise, I thought it was good. The kind of negative effects of kind of taking a shortcut to get the anti-life equation ruins everyone's fucking day, and we just live through it. And it's one of those, like, when you have that Martian Manhunter reveal, it's like, oh shit, where the fuck was John this whole time? Like, we didn't think about that. Like, it was this whole, like, it was written well, but it was like, oh my god, Flash, if Flash gets infected, he'll be able to infect everyone, right? And Superman's like, all right, cool, well, then I gotta ace him, right? So there's no question. And I like that he verifies with Cyborg, hey, Barry's dead, right? Like, dead. Like, dead. And Cyborg's like, yeah, he's dead. Which sucks for Cyborg, because, like, an hour later, he's like, oh, shit, there's a cure. So that sucks. But that's when Superman decides, all right, cool, like, I need to stop this threat, and fucking disintegrates Barry to show us even more later on when they're like, oh shit, he's been infected. That's like how powerful he is, right? That's the fucking scale we're dealing with. And then they're like, oh shit, we gotta get away from fucking Superman. And it's like, well, it's fucking Superman, right? And then out of nowhere, not sure why it took them that long, the entire fucking Green Lantern Corps shows up. And granted, it was a few days. Like, it wasn't a ridiculously long amount of time. I'd say probably like a couple weeks at most. It did not feel like any sort of like long time frame. Although I guess with some of the extended stuff, it seems like it may have been longer, because they're like shoving a lot of content. There's like three other series. I'll get to those eventually, but this was just like, I read it. It was kind of like a spontaneous thing. Like, I didn't want to like dive into one of the more recent stories. I didn't want to dive into something long and ongoing. And I was just like, I just want to read a good story. And I'm like, a lot of people talking stuff about Deceased, let me just dive in. What really struck me is that this is just another way we're corrupting Superman, right? This is just one more opportunity for us to see what a evil or dark or corrupted Superman is going to do. And other people, right? Batman and all these other people. Like, Batman loved the like scientific, hey, I'm going to find a way to slow this down so that I can then further help everyone else. Like, Super G. Like, that is what people should be referring to a lot when they're like, oh, how badass is Batman? That's how badass Batman is. Like, that is not these other like ridiculous, oh, he has plans for everyone, sure, whatever, but like that right there, like spur of the moment thinking, hey, how do I be the most useful I can before I die and before I become a problem? Like, that's a G move. But obviously, and not without intent, this reminded me a lot of Marvel Zombies. And I remember reading Marvel Zombies and I was kind of underwhelmed. It was like, oh, they're all, you know, they get corrupted and blah, blah, blah. And then it's like, cool, now they're zombies. That's it. And then it just became these sort of hijinks of the zombies. I don't know. It didn't sit well with me, honestly. I'm not a huge like zombies for the sake of zombies fan. I mean, I even bailed out on The Walking Dead after like 7 or 8 seasons. So for me, it does have to be like a good, interesting narrative. And I would say this was definitely better than Marvel Zombies in that aspect. just didn't care about any of the Marvel Zombies characters. I felt that they set this up in such a way where it was like, hey, we were going on about our superhero business, about our lives, and then this awful, awful fucking thing happened to us, and then it was kind of how everyone was dealing with it. All the like instant, like, this person's dead. This person who I've known for ages is dead now, and now we have to deal with this, and now we have to, we gotta grieve, but we're gonna have to grieve later. There's no time. You're like, congratulations, Dinah, you're a fucking Green Lantern now. Like, that kind of shit. Whereas, granted, there probably was a story of that before the like main Marvel Zombie story, but that's not where they started. And I think that's where it kind of like sullied the whole thing for me there. It was like, we were already like at snarky zombies. Maybe that's what really didn't, I don't know. Something about Marvel Zombies just didn't work for me. But thinking of that, I automatically went to, man, we do like to just like take our heroes down villainous paths, right? Just like, okay, this is more a virus, but then I thought Injustice, right? What would it take to break Superman and turn him evil and dark? They did it on the Batman animated series and / Justice League, that universe with the Justice League Incarnate or whatever the hell they called it when they went to that dark universe where the Justice League took over. And I'm not even talking about like evil versions of characters, like the Crime Syndicate. Like that's kind of a story in and of itself. Like that's just like a flipped universe where that's an interesting concept to me. Like, all right, let's explore a universe where Lex Luthor is the genuine hero. Let's explore a universe where a freaking Joker is a genuine hero, right? Like those are interesting concepts. This is, you know, let's say our regular universe was going along as it does, and then something happens to turn the good guy evil. And there's a lot of those stories. I think they even kind of max that out in a, let's turn Batman, the most Batman he could ever Batman, in the, he was at Dark Side War or whatever, when he got Metron? I'm 60, 70% confident that's correct. Metron's chair, 80% confident it's Metron. When he got that chair, the fucking chair of knowledge, and it's like, oh, there's three Jokers, bitch. That whole thing. Still don't know if they ever resolved that. I know there was a three Joker storyline, but I just don't know if it ever went anywhere. Like I like skimmed through it, but I still haven't read the whole thing. So maybe that'll be next. You know, Marvel had its Axis story where it's like, oh, let's literally flip everybody's stuff and good guys are bad guys are good guys. Like that's, even that is a little more interesting because that's not like a, oh, something snaps this person. But when they do go about just, hey, let's explore a story when things are going normal and now let's corrupt the good guy, right? Let's say, all right, now you are with the enemy. You are somehow, I mean, that's some of those stories historically have been good and interesting, right? In the New Mutants / X-Force saga, you had Rusty Collins and Sally Blevins were taken on by the Mutant Liberation Front / the Acolytes, and it was like they were kind of, were they mind controlled? It was kind of like this weird stuff. So it was like interesting. We knew these characters to a degree from X-Factor, and then they were kidnapped because they were kind of like shoved aside. And, you know, we just later they popped up and they're like, oh, they're with the MLF and they're with the Acolytes. And it's like weird. It just, there was exploration there to those characters. And I thought that was interesting. But when it's just like this, granted, this is not in continuity. So really this is another universe. So even then, like, okay, cool. Could we maybe compare it to like a Red Sun? Like Red Sun is like, what if we took our hero and gave him communist upbringing? Because, you know, communism is so scary. But like, yeah, let's explore that. How does this character come out? And then you have Earth X still? I know it's Earth X in the CW universe, where they're Nazis, right? The Nazis won, and Superman's a Nazi, fucking Supergirl's a Nazi, the Arrow's a Nazi, all these motherfuckers are Nazis. So like, there's that, right? Those are different universes where it's like the base conditions are different. I'm strictly referring to like shit is going along as normal, and then something happens and people turn, people become evil, whatever, whatever. Like, they're doing it with vampires now. Oh, I don't know. I still don't know if that's in continuity. It kind of feels like it might be. I don't know. It's weird. I'm feeling like it's not, because it seems like certain important people are turning vampire. I don't know. I still don't know. We'll see. You look at something like the Future Titans story, right? Was it Future Titans or Future? Yeah, because it was when they became Teen Titans. The new Teen Titans, was it 2000? Call it 5, 6. They go into the future and they're like, oh, like Tim's turned grimdark and he's Batman now. And he's like, I never fucking wanted to be Batman. And it's like trying to figure out how he turned bad, because he sees himself as being too extreme and too negative and like not a good guy enough. I mean, hell, even in the most recent Spider-Man movie, you have that moment where Andrew Garfield, Spider-Man, says, I stopped pulling my punches. It's one of those like, hey, shit, I want to know what that's about. Like, I'm interested, see how that plays out. But it's also kind of like, it wasn't necessary. It didn't feel necessary, because you could have just said that he was just kept being a superhero, because at the end of Amazing Spider-Man 2, it felt like he had returned to form. So to say at some point he stopped pulling his punches, like, that sounds like a dark turn to me, and I'm not really here for that. Like, it did, like, it felt unnecessary. If I can give No Way Home a criticism, it's that. I guess this video is less about me drawing a conclusion about why we seem to want to darken and call corrupt and turn evil our heroes, and more of a question, right? Because I don't know. I don't really know, and I don't really understand the push towards it, right? Some people will say that the Man of Steel movies are a dark version, like a darker version of Superman. And yes, but I don't know. It has its own, like, it's a different interpretation. Like, it's a different universe. I very much have taken like that to heart. I fought for a long time with my cousin about Batman from the Snyderverse being like super emotional and everything. And I'm going to do a whole separate video about that, because I've got like a very, very specific thing that I've had to kind of work out in my head for him to be who he is. But like, I fought about that for a long time, and then eventually I was just like, this is just another universe. You know, just like in Age of Apocalypse, Havoc, who I like, he's gone through some shit and he's made bad decisions and he's been in bad situations in the main 616 universe, but Havoc is a good guy. And for him to just be like, toe the line, like regime puppet lapdog, like, Not a fan of that, right? But that's that universe's interpretation. And I've never really questioned it. I've never been like, oh, like, how could they make Havoc be this guy? No, that's just how it was, right? I thought Cyclops was kind of an interesting take as well, because it was one of those like, oh, he's always like he stirred away from the trouble, right? In Age of Apocalypse, they seem to say, oh, Alex kind of leaned into the negative aspects of his personality, where Scott was clawing up, like his good aspects were clawing up from, hey, we took over and we kind of stomped down some people and we don't treat people the greatest, so I'm gonna help people, right? That's like the good parts of Scott kind of came through and shined in the shadows, because he was still trying to maintain his cover and shit. So I thought that it was an interesting take. So it's not like I'm like opposed to these characters being explored in a darker fashion, but it just seems like it's a lot. Like, there just seems like it's a lot of those stories. I'm a big fan of What If. I'm a big fan of alternate realities and trying to see what different stuff looks like. But I guess I just, at the core of it, still think that regardless of what happens, most of our heroes would still remain heroes. Like, there are some people who have almost a clear path to villainy and corruption. You know, quick ones to think of: Frank Castle, Wolverine. They have clear paths to like, this could go dark and evil. Not I'm gonna say easily, but like, it's like just like a misstep here and a misstep there. But like a Superman, if based on all canon, Superman is so reluctant to harm others. Like, it took so much for him to kill Zod and the other Kryptonians. So much. And I think they twisted that a little bit, but they still played into it in Man of Steel, right? Where he breaks his neck. Like, that was a lot. Because he was like, I can't beat him. I can't stop him from killing these people. Like, I can't prevent him. I don't know. I mean, honestly, I thought there was ways out of it. Like, I felt like I literally was sitting in the chair, was like, what's the Superman way out of this, right? That's the way they went for it, right? That's the direction they went with it. And that's fine. But, like, comic book Superman, he's just so damn good that I don't really like explorations of him as evil. Because even in fucking Red Sun, he ends up being a good dude. You know what I mean? Like, oh, he was raised by the enemy, if you want to call him that, and somehow still became a good dude. Like, again, if it's different circumstances, you explore a universe in which Kryptonians are all kind of, I don't know, they're imperialistic, and Superman was sent as, I think that is a story, actually, that Superman was sent as, like, a first of many, right? I think they've done that, maybe. If they haven't, someone should. That I could I'm riding with that, right? I'm riding with that. It's an interesting story, like Krypton as a occupying force, Krypton as an invasion force. I'm with that. But like Superman, the way we know Superman, it's like force, like granted, he was tricked into killing Lois, Metropolis, his unborn child. I get it. Fucking awful. I think Superman will go into seclusion. I do not think Superman would turn dictator. So, like, the whole premise of the Injustice Universe doesn't make sense to me, because it's like taking a sharp left from established stuff, because like everything was going the way it normally goes, and then we take a sharp left, and I just don't feel it. I don't feel that. Like, certain characters I feel are not beyond corruption, but it's like when they're bad, they're under someone's direct influence. I get if he had come through, killed Joker, cool, goes into seclusion. I get that. But to like turn dictator, I don't know. With deceased, it was corrupt. Like, it was a virus corruption, right? It was a virus corruption, and it was not controllable. And even then, you saw everyone being their best possible self until the last possible moment. So yeah, while deceased is not corruption in the traditional sense, like they're not turning evil, it's just like these stories where we see our heroes, like our, I don't want to say like inscrutable heroes. Is that the right word? I don't fucking know. Like, the heroes that we feel are kind of like untarnishable. Yeah, that's right. Like, Tony Stark turning evil, I can see it. You know, like, he's got some tendencies. Like, he's a liar. He does a lot of shit secretly and then just, like, puts it out on blast for people. And then he's like, oh, shit, look what I did. Right? Like, he has got some tendencies. Captain Marvel, she has had a very dark history. If that somehow resurfaced, like, there could be a story told where she goes through some shit and then, you know, dives into the bottle again. And there's a story that could be told where she turns dangerous or evil or whatever. I'm there. But like Captain America, the reason Secret Empire just left such a bad taste in everyone's mouth, because Captain America, among all the shit he's been through, has been a good dude. And yeah, within the story, you literally had to retcon his own perception of his history to change him. And I get it, he was under the influence, but it still didn't feel right. It literally felt more right when Zemo was a good guy with the Thunderbolts, like a legit good guy. Yeah, he was like scheming and shit, because that's just Zemo shit. But like when he was doing good shit, saving people, that felt more right than Captain America, even under the influence of Kobik, turning bad. Superman is such a good dude that it's just hard to view him as an enemy. It's hard to view him as the bad guy. Like, it's funny because I still haven't read the Injustice stuff. I have watched part of or the whole maybe movie of the Injustice like cutscenes. Some people, I love, by the way, I love this. Whoever's doing this out there, thank you. I've watched the Mortal Kombat stuff this way. I've watched a bunch of stuff this way where this Street Fighter things, like they take like fighting games, they take all the good cutscenes and they make a movie out of it. And then you kind of see what's going on. Love that. Love that. I've seen that for Injustice. Still didn't feel right. Like I said, this was a universe not unlike the main DC universe, New Earth, Prime Earth, whatever the fuck they're calling it now. It was not unlike that universe. And then it was like, yeah, this horrible, horrible fucking thing happened. But it happened to Superman. Like, legit, it happened to Superman. Like, our odds were absolutely the best of that thing happening, like, going forward. If that thing happened to Superman, if that thing happened to Batman, Batman becomes a dictator without question. Like, I wouldn't have even thought twice. I'd be like, yeah, for sure. Batman just goes like full totalitarian. Get your language right. goes full totalitarian, takes over Gotham, starts expanding, builds a whole army of bat people. With that, believe it, easy. I don't know. What's funny is I'm not even that big of a Superman fan. I'm really not. Now, if you wrote an Earth One story of the new, like current, like Earth One, like a little, like a hardcovers, if you said an Earth One story where that happens and Superman turns dark and totalitarian, absolutely, because they have sprinkled it already. There were those moments, and he walked away from that one dude, left him to his people to get his justice. With that, in that universe, the groundwork is there. It's laid there in the, oh, I wish they had a better name for it than Prime Earth, but whatever, Prime Earth. And Prime Earth, Superman is a good guy, like to laughable degrees. Just not believable. You know what I mean? Like Captain America, after everything he's been through, both of them. Both Captain Americas, after everything they've been through, still good guys. Like Sam Wilson turning evil, not for a fucking second. You're just not gonna sell that to me. I don't know. I don't like these stories where you take essentially the same canon up until X point, and X point turns someone who is the best good person. And they take a hard, unnecessary left. Yeah, not a fan. Not a fan. Well, hit me up on Twitter at Boss Sincere, on Instagram at the Dali Borjevic. And of course, if you're watching the video on YouTube, drop the comments down below. I'm curious. I'm interested to know what your thoughts are about the corruption of what we may perceive as to be like the best superheroes. That's gonna be it for this one. Thank you for watching. Thank you for listening. I will see you in the next one. I may possibly have our first actual panels on pages. panel on pages. I don't know. Maybe I'll need it. I don't know. It's hard. Maybe I get two people. Is two people a panel? Answer that question as well while you're at it. Thank you again, and I'll see you in the next one. Don't worry about the cat, man. I'm a big slugger like the Batman. Hit up Halle Berry for a cat scan. I am that man. Yeah, I left a bit, but I'm back at him. If you want to rock, well, here's Black Adam. And the flow is tight like a back spasm. I'm going to run it up and probably step at him.